Clunker is winding down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, a look at the economy a few minutes into the trading day. Let's ask that question, where's Wall Street? Markets are up barely under a percent at this hour. The S&P 500 up about 0.75%, NASDAQ up about 0.4%, the Dow up about 0.5%, 54 points at 94.04. Europe's trading higher about 1.5%, and Asian shares closed mixed today. Government tells us the Cash for Clunkers program goes kaput Monday night. Car dealers get one more weekend to spur some sales from it. We're going to check in now with Bill Stone. He's chief investment strategist at PNC Wealth Management. He's here to talk about what that means for automakers going forward, and he joins us live from Philadelphia. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So we're going to hear from this Cash for Clunkers program, of course, is wrapping up for Monday, Monday night at 8 o'clock, I believe, sometime Monday night. So what does that mean for automakers going as we move forward?
Well, I think we can say it was definitely a success in getting auto sales started again. I think the question, which is maybe the one you're asking, is whether it just really maybe moved sales forward or if it really gave a kickstart to sales. And maybe also, did it just steal sales from some other part of the economy? And I think that's what we're going to continue to have to wrestle with.
And we're going to hear from the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke in about 10 minutes or so, Bill. He'll be giving that speech on the financial crisis at a conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. What does he need to say to keep generating some confidence in the economy?
Well, I think he's supposed to talk about, what we learned from the financial crisis. So, I think he's going to talk about, what we could take away from it, maybe what we can do better in the future, and maybe that'll help with confidence. I also would like to say it's probably going to slightly be subtitled, What Would I Do With a Second Term, because there's a little bit of that going on.
All right.
Too.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Bill Stone, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
As Bill mentioned, a second term possible. Bernanke's term is Fed Chairman expires, and President Obama is deciding whether to reappoint him. The former Labor Secretary and University of California Berkeley Professor Robert Rice joins us to talk about the process and what it could mean for the economy. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Ben Bernanke's term doesn't end until January, so why aren't we hearing about this debate now?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think mainly because financial markets hate uncertainty, and the longer the president waits, the more uncertainty there's going to be. Also, now that the economy is showing faint signs of bottoming out, more attention is going to be paid to the Fed's exit strategy. The when and how it withdraws all that credit medicine. And the president will want to get beyond the issue of Bernanke's appointment, so nobody thinks the timing of the exit is influenced by politics.
Okay, Bob, I get it. It's a big deal for the president, but it's also a big deal for the economy, right?
Oh, you bet. And besides everything else, decisions by the Fed next year in particular could very well affect the midterm elections. I mean, if the Fed acts too soon, raising interest rates and pulling in credit and the economy tanks again, that's going to be very, very tough for the Democrats. If the Fed is too late, we could face a tidal wave of inflation.
And a lot of people, Bob, think he's controversial. Why is that?
Look, no Fed chair has done what he has done. I mean, the rescues of Bear Stearns and AIG, letting Lehman go down, buying mortgage-backed securities from Fannie and Freddie. I mean, he has turned the Fed into a kind of alternative U.S. bank. And all this activism has earned him a lot of enemies. So reappointment of Ben Bernanke is hardly a sure bet.
Well, let's talk about that then, Bob. Peer into your crystal ball. I mean, will Bernanke be reappointed?
Ah, well, if you'd asked me a few months ago, I would have said no. But now that the economy is showing some signs of life, Bernanke's star is rising again.
And when will the president act on this, do you think?
I would expect fairly soon. The president has enough on his plate this fall that he wants to get this out of the way.
All right. Former Labor Secretary Robert Rice, professor of public policy at University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
Angelo Camerata has been serving drinks to his customers in Pittsburgh for 77 years. The 95-year-old Cam, as friends call him, is retiring from Camerata's Cafe in the next couple of weeks after a Guinness recognition as world's longest-serving bartender. He's with us now to talk about it. Mr. Camerata, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, you know, 77 years you've been doing this. What's the best part of the job?
The best part of the job is meeting people and serving people and making friends. It's all family. Our customers are all family members.
You say you like to meet people and talk with people at the bar. Was there anything else you wanted to do as a career?
Not really. I unfortunately or unfortunately, I graduated high school in the midst of depression. Nothing was available. My dad had a grocery store, and so beer came back in 33, and just automatically turned over into selling beer and getting rid of all the groceries.
This was the lifting of prohibition.
The lifting of prohibition, yes. I sold my first bottle of beer 2 seconds after midnight on April the 7th. We had maybe 15, 20 men, persons waiting outside because they knew it. And I took the first case of beer off of the beer truck that had been parked in front of our business area and sold a bottle of beer for 10 cents.
You've been selling a lot of beer since. What's your favorite drink to make?
I'm not a mixologist, but you make a gin and tonic and you make a...
The simple stuff.
Yeah. We're not a fancy bar. We're not a big bar. We're a neighborhood bar.
What are you looking for in your retirement, sir?
Rest. Peace and rest. My wife is 92, and she... doesn't walk much, so I look after her needs. So we look after each other.
Well, Angelo Camerata, joining us from Pittsburgh, thank you and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.